For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Yeah, look, I was off last week. As we know, I was a bit unwell and I spent my week literally looking at the ceiling or the TV. It was a very, very boring week.
And there's only so much TV and sitting and lying down you can do before your body goes, I'm over this, you know? I don't want to do this anymore. I know I'm unwell, but we got to do something else.
Or when the demons fly in, you know what I mean? Like, you got to be so careful.
You got a massive net as well to catch all those demons.
Yeah, so it was a bit of a week of watching a lot of movies, a lot of TV shows. Like I said, I watched a bit of Austin Powers.
Any hidden gems that you want to tell everyone about?
Not really. I didn't really watch. I sort of watched a bunch of new stuff, which was great. I was using a bit of AI to find me some great movies to watch because, you know, you get exhausted by scrolling through, trying to choose, blah, 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 shortlisting and whatever. So
smart.
Yeah, it was good. And I noticed that I was doing something in almost any new movie that I was watching. You'd probably get through maybe 3/4 of the movie. And of course, I only have a quarter left. You're going to hate this.
I think I already know what it is.
I have a quarter left of the movie, right? And instead of just waiting, because obviously I'm about to see what happens, I had to Google the ending.
I don't understand people that do this. Now, I love my wife.
Yeah.
But she does this for every TV show and movie we're watching. Yeah. She's like, I want to know. I want to know the thing. I want to know the answer. I want to know the outcome. I want to know if they live. I want to know if they die. I want to know if they're saved. I want to know what happens. I go, well, we'll find it. No. We'll find out in an hour and 10 minutes the episode's done. I just, honestly, Davo, I'm not upset. I'm disappointed.
I knew you'd hate this.
You're so impatient. You young kids. You're so impatient. You can't just wait to find out what happens. It's fine to not know things.
No, it's not. I like to know. I like to be comforted in knowing that something's going to happen at the end and I'm prepared for it all the way through.
Oh, my God.
And I certainly...
It's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
I found it even with watching this stupid TV series, My Life with the Walter Boys on Netflix. Oh, awful. And within 2 episodes, I needed to know, will the dad be okay?
So you're like, it's like a 10-episode season, and you're like, episode 2, you're like, I need to know the outcome of this entire series.
Of course. You know, the only series I didn't do that for was The Summer I Turned Pretty, and let me tell you, that was the, like, I was busting at the seams wanting to know.
I think that's crap. And like you're ruining things for yourself.
No, I'm not. I enjoy it more.
And now I understand when you say, it's me versus me. Yeah, because you're an asshole.
Like, okay, so just so you know, like even when we did Will It Float here in the studio and you were gone, I had to check. I wanted to know whether it would float or not beforehand. Annoying. So then I was prepared for it. I like to know the outcome for my little anxious heart.
Have you done the test?
What test? Coolest girl in the world test? Yeah, I have. And I nailed it.
Okay. I hate it.
I know.
And I think most people don't do it. Except, for some reason, the most important women in my life. 5223295. Do you do it?
Do you do this?
Do you do this? And why do you do this?
Well,
why do you do this?
Do you check out the ending of a film or TV series before you get there? Are you like me? Are you doing this too?
So, like, for example, like, you love the footy, right? You love the Cats games. The highs and the lows. Oh, they're behind. Oh, they're ahead. And, like, literally, the smug look on your face when the Cats are, like, 5 goals up is, like, crazy, right? If I could tell you... Before the game starts, you could just text a magic number and it will tell you the result of the game and you didn't have to watch it and go through the highs and lows and it will tell you the score ahead of the game. Would you text that number?
It's different. It's different with football when you know that, all right?
I'm crazy.
Footy is so fast moving as well. It's just so different. I don't think I'd want to know the outcome, although I probably did on Saturday in that first quarter. I was like, please tell me they get back, please.
Okay, this is what I mean. It's impatience. Yep. It's impatience. Okay. It's control. Tony and Cario. Is this normal? Should we get a medically treated? What are we doing with this, Tony?
So I do have a habit when it comes to TV series, especially like your thrillers of the whodunit type thing. When they start to go, you get midway through the final season, they start to do flashback after flashback after flashback to try and drag out the last series. I'll Google to find out if I was right or not.
Yeah.
Before putting myself through all the flashbacks.
That's the best part of a whodunit. Because I love thinking I know who it is and at the end it's not them. Or if I do think it is them and it is them, you go, oh my God, I figured it out, Tony.
Yeah, but when they drag it out with four episodes of non-stop flashbacks showing you stuff that you've already realised happened, it's just, it's frustrating.
Yeah, it is frustrating. But also, like, when you do find out the answer, does it take away from the watching the rest of the series for you?
Nah, definitely not.
Nah, neither.
Definitely not.
It's nice knowing.
It changes everything because it takes away all those feelings, those emotions that you wanted to feel or you didn't know you were going to feel because you go, oh, well, I know Roger did it, so now I'm looking out for shifty Roger doing stuff. You know?
Yeah, but then when you watch it and you're watching Roger, for example, and you sit there and you go, oh, no, they hit that one well. Oh, no, they've made him look like a nice guy here when really he's not.
Yeah, it's a good way to watch it. I mean, I told you I did this one time with a movie called One Day and it destroyed me. And I just, I can't do it again.
Tim and Davo. Davo, you've been pretty crook for the last week. And how would you say we left things on Monday?
Yeah, like great.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, I know I was a little bit surly last Monday because I wasn't feeling great and I definitely was probably giving you more banter than I usually would.
Oh, banter is the way you would describe
it. Yeah, I certainly would, and I think I was honestly the funniest I've ever been.
Right, because there were, there was a few moments where, unprompted, you did.
Swipe.
It was like a takedown piece almost. It felt like, all right, well, you're coming at me from this angle, you're coming at me from that angle.
Well, you are often lying about being a tradie, and so I obviously just highlighted the fact that that's outrageous. Of course you're not a tradie.
Well, no.
Look at your beautiful hands. They're so soft.
There was a two-month period when I was 18 after school. My uncle was like, give him something to do. And essentially, I just did odd jobs for him. And he was like, nah, it's labouring. And I've always been like, well, I used to be a tradie. I was one of you.
Yes.
I am a man of the people.
Yeah, which is a lie.
Yeah, but there was also, and Davo, the reason I say, how do you think we left things on Monday is because that's just one of the things I need to talk to you about today.
Oh, cool.
We'll get to that a little bit later on. Because we were talking about, I don't even know how we got there, but you started shouting at me about my foot size.
Oh, yes, that's right. Your petite feet, that you were lying that they were, what, 10 and a halves? That is not true.
Mate, I said it at the time, I was like, why do you always try and minimize me? Whether it's my soft hands, my small feet.
I don't know what you're talking about. Short,
I've been measured. You measured me and then you made me say that I had to be 2 centimetres shorter than what it was measured
at. No, because you say I minimalise, but you exaggerate, dude. Because you said to me, you're like, I'm a 10 and a half. And then you're like, I'll show you. And then came around this side of the desk, got your shoe tongue out and showed me. And it said 10.
Well, no,
so once again, you're lying. I'm lying. We're all lying.
When you finished interrupting me.
You've missed me.
Yeah. So, yeah, I believe you said 9. You've got a women's 9 at best.
No, you've got a men's 9.
And I came around. I said I've got a 10, but sometimes I'll have to whip into a 10.5 because I've got a very tall foot.
Yeah, not length.
It's not length. It's a height issue. And so.
So hot.
And I'm just going to give it a heads up. I'm sorry for whatever happens in the next minute because I'm not done. So you said you've got a women's 9.
I said men's 9.
Women's 9. I went to. Shut up. Sorry. I know there's delayed, but I can just see you trying to insert yourself here. So the next day, because I'm doing the Geelong Running Fest and the team at ProFeet helping me out because you made me an ambassador and they're like, hey, man, you don't wear running shoes. You wear like these pretty boy shoes.
Yeah, kitten heels.
And so the team there, they're absolute legends. And I'm doing the community run for Give Where You Live Foundation. They do incredible things. And thank you to the people that have donated. We've had some people donate. It's awesome. I had to go there and get my foot like 3D scanned and analyzed. And can I tell you how nervous I was? Can I tell you the nerve? I was like, there's no escaping this. This is science.
Yeah.
This is bad. It's like, it's not what you want. It's like when you go to a golf simulator and normally you hit the ball and you slice and you go, oh, whatever, it was the wind, you know, a duck quacked. And then the golf simulator will be like, scientifically, here's why you're crap at this sport, right? So that's what I was worried about. I'm like, they're going to tell me the exact measurement of my feet. And have I made a lie? Am I not really a 10? Am I not a 10? Am I worried? Luke, yeah. I said to Luke, I was like, if I'm not a 10, I'm walking out of here because I'll never live this down.
Mm.
Feet get measured.
Yeah.
Davo. 9.5, you bitch. Right one's bigger than the left one. Right one's bigger than the left one. And he said, mate, for you, what makes sense is to wear 10s because the 9.5s, you're not going to be able to get shoes that fit you because you've got such a tall foot because you're such a big, strong man. What you need is you need 10s to 10.5s. Like I said.
But you got measured at a men's nine.
But wearing it. Yeah, well, you're going to get measured a bloody rude person. I was going to. The amount of swears that I haven't said right now. What?
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. You put your hand up.
I'm not going to. What, Tim?
I'm losing it.
I've got you right where I want you. Yep. I'm living in your head rent free, and that is exactly what I wanted from this.
Well, last week I had you where I wanted you, which was homesick. So now.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Look, last Monday, as we just spoke about, I was a little bit surly. I was feeling a little bit under the weather before I obviously took a few days off.
Yeah, on the Monday when you came into work, I was like, what are you doing here? Mm-hmm. You're sick. And you were like, shut up.
Well, I also said,
I'm fine.
I do some of my best work when I'm a little bit nasty, you know?
Yeah. Well, A plus.
But obviously, I took that energy out of the office as well. And I didn't have any dinner prep, surprise, surprise. So I decided I'd get something a little bit cheeky, a little bit, you know, just a little bit cheeky for my dinner.
Okay. Yeah. So, we love a takeout. When you can't be bothered, quick takeout. It tastes twice as good as what you would have cooked. Tasted like, in my opinion.
Yeah, of
course.
Go,
wow, so convenient. Perfect.
Delicious. Well, I went to an establishment. I'm not going to say where it was because, to be honest, I got in an argument. Like I said, I wasn't my best self. I was a little bit impatient and, made that known. But my reasoning, I think, is justified. So I'm going to tell you what happened.
All right.
So I went into this place and I had a free item. I had a voucher for a free item.
Cool.
Right? And so I went in there because you have to go in for this free item.
Oh, right. Okay.
Part of the terms and conditions. You must.
So you can't even drive through it.
You're not allowed to drive through it. You've got to go into the establishment for this. So I've parked up and I've done that. And I've gone in.
You're holding up your end of the bargain.
Yeah. I've gone in and I've said, hey, can I have like this voucher, blah, blah, blah. And can I just get that in a takeaway bag? And they said, no, you have to sit in and eat it in here.
What?
And I was like, but I've come in.
I've done, yeah.
So obviously I'm starting to get my back
up. I don't want to sit here.
I don't want to sit here. I want to mull over this item for 3 hours. I don't need to sit.
I'll take it home. I'll put it on my kitchen bench and I'll go, I'll come back to you.
Yep.
And then you go, oh man, that would have tasted better warm, but. Here we are, it's 9:30.
Yeah, so this person has said, look, no, I'm sorry, I can't give you a takeaway bag. So I said...
Can I ask a quick question? How old is this person that you're speaking to?
19, 20. Old enough.
To know better, yeah.
So then I said, oh, so what if I was to have, like, so I'm arguing. No, so I said, what if I was to have this item in here, but then I can't eat the item here and I want to take it away? He said, no, we can't do that.
Well, you're going to barricade the door, mate. What do you mean?
Well, this is where I was getting to. So I was sort of like, that just doesn't seem to make sense. And I wasn't being very kind, obviously. I was a bit aggro.
Were you going to spend other money or were you in there fully, like it was going to be a totally free exchange because of the voucher?
No, you have to spend money as
well.
Okay,
all right. Because I understand if it was a totally free experience. You go, well, yeah, you've come in here. You've asked for something. You give me a piece of paper. But no, you spent your money. I think you're entitled to leave.
Yeah, I know. And I agree. So then I was sort of annoyed about that. But then I looked at my phone and I realized I had another voucher for another free item. And I said, well, can I have this one? He said, yep. Because the terms and conditions on the other one, you weren't allowed to have in there. But this one you were. Now, when I say I saw red, I saw... and I pointed out to this young gentleman, which I'm terribly sorry about now, that was insane.
Okay.
I went Karen. I turned into a Karen. And I'm concerned because I'm starting to creep up in age. Is this what happens?
Yeah, this kid... went home to when his parents picked him up, mind you, because he's a teenager. That would have been the first thing he said in the car because he can't drive. Or maybe he chucked the L's on, you know, get his hours up. But yeah, as someone in their 30s, Davo, but I get I
it's stupid.
Yeah, but it's the T's and C's. It's all right.
Stupid.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
So I'm a bit of an auntie to a lot of my friends' kids.
Yep.
I've got a lot of friends and there's a lot of babies running around.
And you are an auntie as well.
Yes,
like by
yes.
blood. Yeah. But then, yeah, like it's like the, yeah, the friends' kids, it's like, oh, go say hi to Auntie Davo.
Yeah, and they know. Do call me Auntie Davo, which is crazy to me. But we love it and that's gorgeous. And one of my friends, actually a few of my friends, the kids are now getting to school age.
Fun.
Which is wild. 5 years old, where did the time go?
If you don't have like a 6 to an 8 year old around you, they are the most interesting age child, I genuinely believe. They ask the best questions and they're like old enough to be not a kid, but mm-hmm. still young enough to not be like a big kid. And they're just like in their own world.
But the change from kids as well, when they go from say a 4 year old to being at school for a few months yeah. and they're literally just chatting to you like your mate at the coffee shop.
Yeah, they're like, oh, so you got much on this week?
Yeah, my niece the other day actually said to me, so what's going on with you? I said, so what do you mean? It's so cute. But yes, my friend, she's got a little girl named Emma and she's going to primary school now.
Yep.
And she's been going there for about 6 months or 8 months even, however long the school year goes for.
Prep or foundation, whatever they call it these days. Yeah.
Yeah. And my friend was furious the other day because she sent Emma to school with her homework. And it was a project on worms or something, or rabbits, I don't know.
Right.
Something.
That spectrum is crazy.
Yeah. And she made a little poster up and my friend had sort of let her do it all independently, obviously helped her do the research, but like let her put it all together.
Yeah, that's the point.
So my friend was furious when she rocked up to school that day, dropping Emma off with her little project to see these crazy, elaborate, full-on big posters, popping things out from there, little private, you know, like the little windows, like making it so special, printed out, typed up sort of whole blurbs about these worms or rabbits, whatever they're doing.
Doesn't sound like a six-year-old's done this.
It didn't. And my friend was like, well done, mums. Well done, mums. You've done really well on that homework. She was foul about it.
I mean,
she's crossed the line from being like helpful with your kids' homework to actually just doing it yourself.
They're like, they're all meant to look crap like my daughters.
That's kind of where she was at as well. I was very furious about that.
I mean, I, as a parent, would love to think that I wouldn't do that and like do my son's homework for him. But unfortunately, the one opportunity that there was a version of homework, I did try and rig it to make it look cool.
Yeah, see?
It was like they have Percy the Possum and like every kid gets to take the possum home for a week and you take photos on where possum went. And because I get to work at the radio station and work for the Geelong Footy Club, I get to like, I can put Percy with a player. See? I could have him here. And my wife was like, but he didn't, like our son didn't go to these places. I was like, well, the other parents don't know that.
That's right.
And yeah, I was like, oh no, I'm that type of parent.
Yeah, I mean, my cousin would always get his mum, my auntie Susan, would sort him out and do his homework for him and he'd have a great project. And then if I asked my mum, she would have told me to get racked, you know.
I don't know.
Rack off is what I was trying to say. Get
I'm
wrecked.
Glad you, rack off. I'm glad you settled. Get racked.
Look, I don't know. I want to put it out there. I'm not a parent myself. Jack's 3, so he's a little bit young for school age. But
yes. Is
it okay for your parents to do the homework, for the parents to do homework?
Yeah. Oh, I think there's like helping, obviously, we love. Mm-hmm. Actually doing it mm-hmm. and taking it away from the kid is crazy. But, well, it's not crazy. I can understand. You want the best. We all want the best for our kids.
Mm-hmm.
But at what cost? Before, like, it's like, am I going to be handing in things in the future to my son's school? There's like, his name's on it.
Mm.
But I'm waiting for the grade. I'm waiting. I'm like, what'd you get, mate? What did we get on this? I like it. Lloyd in Armstrong Creek, what are your thoughts on this, Lloyd?
I mean, the idea of the kids doing the homework is for them to learn. So you doing it for them doesn't make them learn anything. Mm-hmm. So,
but what if you could do it better, Lloyd, than what your kid could do?
Well, it's a funny you say that because I haven't done this for my kids yet, but my mum did this for me when I was in grade 6. We had a project that we had to get in for, I think it was science 1, to do with volcanoes and all that. And I had no idea how to really do half of the volcano builds and stuff like that. So one night, Mum did it when I went to bed, where she put together this little volcanic paper mache with little chemicals that go inside, yeah, and then when you start pouring the chemical down the volcano, it just explodes.
Yeah.
So, you know, I did some of the contribution of help passing it through, but to be honest, like, literally after I went to bed, Mum just put it all together.
Yeah, it's Mum's project.
You're on both, yeah, you're on both sides of that one there, Lloyd. Appreciate that. Hannah in Moolap. Now, this happened to you when you were a kid, is this right?
Yeah, I was in grade two. I'd come home from school and at the very last minute demanded that my mum did my homework for me. So she did. She gave me all the wrong answers. The next day, I come home from school furious. And from that day onwards, my mum never did my homework.
Hannah, did she do this to teach you a lesson?
Yes, she did.
What do you mean the Cookie Monster's not the Prime Minister?
It's Tim and Davo.
Davo, a little bit earlier, I said there was a few things we just needed to, you know, just address. Tick that box, move on from it before we can kind of get back to the normal swing of things, because you have been sick for about a week, and that sucks. We missed you.
Yeah, thank you so much. We'll step up to the plate. What you got for me?
there's been a weird little theme of the last week and a half, and it's your just absolute... How do I word this?
No.
You find it absolutely crazy to see me as someone who knows how to use tools or like gardening or like those kind of things, like tradie-esque, not tradie level stuff, because I'm nowhere near that, but like as a handsy
as a handsy man, I struggle to see you in that way, and that's probably for the best.
a handy man, and there's handier men out there, I'll tell you right now, but I can get by. And you've really been shutting down at the idea of me on the tools. And I want to expand at something. Because like right now you're crying and I want to know, why is it so funny?
I think I'm living in your head rent-free, and that's exactly where I wanted you, mate. And yeah, the thing is that, look, you have in the past, if you want to see, there's a video up on our socials, K-Rock Geelong, where we talk about Tim not being a tradie.
Yeah. I think someone... No one's owning up to it as well, because we work with cowards. Someone put up a poll, does Tim give off tradie energy? And I refuse to look at the results.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, don't invite me over and say, hey, I'm building a shed, can you help me? Like, yeah, I'll help, but I'm not going to, you have to lead it, tell me what to do, and I will do that. And this weekend, a mate of mine who owns a gym, they're moving out of the warehouse. And he's like, hey, we need to gut the place. Mm-hmm. So I've been over there a couple of times.
On the tools. Big Timmy. Big dog.
And I was telling you about this, and you almost wet your pants laughing at the idea of me like with a crowbar or a sledgehammer or anything like
you
that.
You don't know what they are. What they are. Yeah, you did bring up that you were wearing your work boots on the phone yesterday, and I said, well, send me a pic because I don't believe you.
Yeah.
And then what did you do? You sent me a pic.
I sent you a photo of my feet.
Of your legs with your feet, and I said, that's AI. not your legs.
It had my tattoos on the ankle.
No, well, AI does heaps of magic stuff because I know those boots aren't yours, bro. What do you got them for?
I showed you.
Tap dancing. Bloody tap dog over there. Hey? 2003's greatest.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. You caught me. I'm Billy Elliot. You caught me, Dave.
And that I would not argue with.
I showed you a photo of me that someone else took of me standing there in the warehouse in the full getup again, and you were like, I don't think that's you.
Well, you're not meant to wear your boots with stockings. What did you think was going to happen bringing this?
It was pretty cold. I'm struggling to understand the humour in it. I understand that I've got the softest hands that you'll ever touch in your life. I understand that I am not putting out lads, chainsaw, beers, energy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But don't put me in a box.
Well, when you came over to fix my car, which was very nice, and like I said, very mask. Like I said to you, wow, Tim, you are... You're giving real masculine vibes. Yeah. I was giving you your flowers then. And as I was saying that sentence, what were you singing?
I'm the kind of girl.
Yeah, no, like, girl. Case in point, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a great song. Don't put me in a box.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
So a little while ago, a couple of weeks ago, I was telling you a story about how I was accidentally flashing my neighbours for the last 10 months.
And rental prices went through the roof in some areas of Geelong. Small crowds were forming. People hitting you up being like, haha, that's so funny, but where do you live?
Yeah, where do you live? Because
you didn't realise people could see through your apartment windows, even though like they're completely like unblocked.
Yeah.
Especially at nighttime when the light's on.
Yep.
If anything, it's like creating a... like a
spotlight.
A spotlight on yourself.
And that's exactly what I was doing for the last 10 months, literally walking around my apartment nude and, yeah, people were able to see, unfortunately, yeah, for me.
People just kept lifting $30 in my mailbox. I didn't get it.
If only. And I will welcome that still to this day. But we did put a post up on Instagram. It was us telling that story and talking about that happening. And look, I'm not going to lie, on Instagram, it got through a weird algorithm. It's hit some, like, it's hit a male algorithm and it's just like, 98% of the viewership of like a ridiculous number are all men.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird because, yeah, we like labeled it like Davo's been flashing people in Geelong without them knowing. And like, yeah, I just don't know how it's found that audience. So what do you think is the reason that that's, you know, struck a nerve, like that's resonating with some people? Why do you think that is?
Unfortunately, I think it's because I'm a lady and I said I like being naked and it has gone.
Oh, we just got 40,000 new listeners just from you saying that.
If only, you know, Matt, that'd be great. Tell your friends.
About the radio show, not the Norks.
Yes, of course. And great. Thank you so much. But I have been getting some crazy DMs from this video. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, sorry, mate. That's not nice.
No, like some of them will make me giggle. And like, you know, my DMs are always open.
Don't invite it. You can't be that alone.
No, it's fine. But I did get an interesting direct message today from an account and I thought this is an odd one. And it said, it's from Nude Beaches Australia.
Oh, great start.
So it's obviously gone into their algorithm.
Yeah. They've got a Facebook page and someone sent the link in.
It's
Chicken Geelong.
It's an interesting one and it just says, hi, you were talking about being naked at home. There are three legal nudist beaches in Victoria, Point Impossible and Southside in Torquay and North Sunnyside in Mount Eliza Mornington Peninsula.
Now Mount Eliza is a bit of a trek. But hey, that actually, did you just say Point Addis? It's out like the
Point Impossible.
Point Impossible.
But there is one at Point Addis, which is my favourite spot to go to, not to swim, but to hike.
You have been there a lot lately. I didn't realise this was a membership thing, Davo.
No, it's not a membership.
So they've invited you to become an ambassador for nudity?
Look, I'm not too sure, but it's just an interesting DM to receive from like, the nude beaches of Australia.
Yeah, like are they just trying to, like, is it like almost like a way where they're like, hey, we love the message that you're sending, get out there. Like, this doesn't benefit us personally, but like, we love the movement and you want to be part of it. You're doing it at home. Why don't you do it at a legal beach?
I think that's what they're kind of saying.
Nice. Brand it. So it's coffees and now nudism. Mm-hmm. They're the two levers you've pulled for building your brand right now.
Yeah.
Great. happy for you. Are you happy for you before
I
say that?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
Sad for you.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.